Welcome back to Giants.com. Still in Indianapolis, and it's time for your daily Combine report. I am John Schmelk. Well, the big news at the Combine today were the workouts. They finally got going, and they featured the offensive line. Also talking to the media today was Giants general manager Jerry Reese. He did break some news saying Christie has informed the Giants he would like to play football this year and will not retire. So that's some news. Jerry Reese also addressed the Giants' offensive line, certainly a focus of somewhere the Giants need to get better this offseason.
Well, you start in-house, you know, with your offensive line. You know, we drafted a few young players, and, you know, hopefully they can grow into a role for us. And obviously you look into free agency. We got a couple of guys that ended up on IR for us last year, and we're trying to see what their status is moving forward. And, of course, the draft is, you know, seems to be some good offensive linemen this draft.
And as Jerry Reese mentioned, one place the Giants can try to improve on the offensive line is in the draft. Last year, they drafted Justin Pugh in round number one, and there are a number of big-time offensive linemen that are going to be drafted in the first round this year. In fact, some draft experts say there are starting-caliber offensive linemen going back as far as round four in the 2014 NFL draft. They were on the field today working out, and they did a lot of different drills. Here's Giants scout Joe Collins talking about their slide drill, which helps them work on pass protection.
For an offensive lineman, especially the tackles, is how quick can they get out and get set. And, you know, the speed rushers now, they're getting to be 240, 250 and below, but they're 4-4 guys now. They're not, they're almost corner speed in some instances, and you've got to see how that kid, how quick he can move and get out and get set. You know, his feet, it's more of a foot, and it shows instincts on the angle that he takes in anticipating the movement of this guy, and he can see that guy getting out there. And is he going to go try to run around him, or is he going to plant and come back? It shows some instincts and some sense, plus the foot movement.
In addition to the offensive line, you also saw the tight ends take the field for the first time. Most draft experts have Eric Ebron out of North Carolina being the number one overall tight end that's going to go in this year's draft. He ran his 40-yard dash, ran 2.45 flats. But after that, he felt a little twinge in the hamstring, and he didn't finish his workouts on this particular day. This was before the tight ends did their gauntlet drill. This is a receiving drill where you have to do hand-eye coordination and catch balls from all different directions. Giants scout Ryan Jones talked about it and how the Giants use it to evaluate their players.
They're really trying to give you an informative of how well someone catches, you know, with their body turned to the side, what kind of hand-eye coordination do they have? Can they reach and pluck and reach and stab? And more importantly, can they stay on the line? You know, and the line is they'll have a line going straight across the field, and you want to see how does he have to move? Does he have to adjust? Can he stay on that line and just really catch it nice and smooth? Then another thing you're looking for is when the ball hits the wide receiver or tight end, or running back for that, any of those people that catch the ball's hands, you know, how does it hit? Do you get that? Or do you get that? When you get the bat, that ain't necessarily a good cause right there. That means you got, in hard terms, hard hands, you know, instead of what we call soft hands, or I like the term soft hands. So you look for those indicators too.
And the parade of offensive players continues tomorrow. The quarterbacks and the wide receivers take the field. Obviously, skill positions and playmakers that a lot of NFL teams will be looking at come the draft in May. From Indianapolis at the NFL Combine, I'm John Schmelk for Giants.com.